Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I swear, this show is the sworn mortal enemy of negativity and bad days, right?
Yes, it
right?
is.
Right, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think there's an issue that needs to be addressed right now for the good of our country, for the good of the world.
Okay.
For the good of Golden Knights fans everywhere, for the love of God, will somebody grab all of those gold chrome buckets? I guess chrome's not gold, but you know what I'm saying. Those shiny gold buckets, throw them all into a large metal dumpster, and then throw some incendiary device in behind them.
They are bad luck.
Can we never see those again?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. The people have spoken.
They're
Stop being
good.
So stubborn.
No.
I get it. They wore them the first time, and then they got shut out. And it was bad and all that. And then they went, well, you know.
It can't be the helmet. It's
fine. Those are kind of expensive. We'll give them one more game. We'll try, you know, we'll try it again. Mr. Foley spent a lot of money on these.
I would be shocked if they brought him back out again. I'd be shocked.
I wouldn't. No,
really?
They'll do it. No, they'll do it. They'll do it. We'll keep complaining about it. And we'll keep losing.
Yep.
I warn you, Golden Knights.
They're just not attractive. They look different than normal helmets. Is it just me? They look different than normal helmets. Just
outside from the
And
not in a good way.
No.
Like, okay, so when the Oregon Ducks first did that, everybody went, whoa, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We did it. It's not cool. It's just not. And again, from ice level, and if you're just looking at a player, except for Alex Tuck, sorry, Alex, but it's not a good look. from a guy who I look like a walking bobblehead, so I can say it.
Yeah, you can say it. I cannot.
Easy.
I would never say it.
Just let me do this. You keep trying to help. You're not helping. Just don't do it. From ice level and looking at individual players, like up close, it looks cool. Then you get up higher and they look like robots
mm-hmm.
with weird heads. And they look like C-3PO with a jersey on, wearing a sweater. And it's bad. And we lose. And it sucks. So no more. Golden Knights lose late, and it was devastating. And here's what's funny is that only is that I didn't even look. Is that like the second game we've lost all year?
I think that's the third. I believe.
I think we've lost two and tied one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But I mean, really, should have been going to overtime.
Yeah.
And oh, you're right. No, it's the third. 10-3-1. But yeah, and two of the three shiny gold buckets. Yuck. All right, that's enough. I'm over it now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Horoscopes in just a minute. This is just, it's sad. It's sad is what it is. It makes me worry about the future of our country. Because people are not bright sometimes.
Oh, no.
Now, again, if it was just a simple mistake, okay, that's cute and whatever. She's rude about it. Woman goes into Dunkin' Donuts, orders a dozen munchkins.
Okay.
Okay. She's upset when they only gave her 12.
Oh, no, honey, no.
She thought a dozen was 50 and was not willing. And then, so at some point, even that you'll hear in this, and this is three clips stitched together.
Yeah.
But yeah, where she's arguing the point that a dozen is 50. So she's trying to make it look like they're dumb. And, and didn't give her what she wanted. And then, yeah.
So. I want 50. I need more. 50. That's what a dozen is.
See, and she was cool until that point. It would, I mean, you're still wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong and you're rude.
Exactly.
But then it can be like, okay, ma'am, we'll get you 50.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
It could have been done.
Okay, we'll get you 50. But then.
50. That's what a dozen is.
Oops.
Not 12. You don't understand in English.
12 is a dozen.
I want more than 12.
You don't need to be rude.
But then when you start coming at people saying you don't understand English, I need a dozen, that's 50, not 12. Then,
oh, yeah. I have got on people about that before. I'm like, do not talk down to me right now when I'm trying to help you and you're talking at me. No, we're done. Yeah.
All right, enough of that.
Wow.
Enough of that. Okay, so two things. Don't be rude to people when they're trying to help you. And get rid of the gold helmets. Those are the two things.
The gold helmets, I hate
them. Take anything away from today's show. Those are the two things. You take it. Here are your horoscopes for Wednesday already, middle of the week.
I know.
Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Start with Cancer. The people around you are suddenly emotionally reacting to each other, and you're caught in the midst of it. Great. Ignore them. I said we were going to be positive now, and it's not working. Ignore them right now. Oh, la, la, la. Ignore them right now and just go on about your day. Cancer, your day is going to be a 7.
Scorpio, relationships are in a state of transformation for you. If a friendship is feeling stagnant emotionally, try to be sensitive to the other person. Your day is an 8.
Aries, a friendship or your relationship with a group might be challenged today. This relationship might end. Or I brought this on myself. Brought this evil into my own life. I'm sorry. This relationship might end. Or you might leave the group, but your day's a 7.
So, Taurus, you want freedom from what you consider to be too much control. You feel the old ways of doing things are oppressive. Your day is a 9, though.
Gemini twins, something going on behind the scenes might cause you to break with an ideology. There's only so much someone can take, and you've reached that point. That's right! You're right, horoscope. I have taken enough.
It's enough.
We all know a dozen is not 50. And I hate the gold helmets. Okay, enough. Thank you. Gemini's, honestly, it looks pretty good for us. Our day is a 9.
So, Leo, difficulties with partners and close friends are a serious strain. This is why some of you might part ways. Apparently, it's friendship downfalls today.
I was going to say, I'm not doing any more of these.
No. The next one's a good one after Leo. So, right, Leo, your day's a 6.
Yeah. Virgo, time to put yourself first. Life is too short to remain in a situation that's beating you down. Leave that behind.
Do you want to just go through and read?
Be the star you were born to be. Virgo, believe it or not, I know it doesn't look like it, but your day is a 10.
I'm going to switch this up. Libra, your day is a 9, and I'll tell you why. Be careful because this is an accident-prone day related to sports as well as your kids. In other words, try to avoid stairs for the next 24 hours. Your day is a big old 9.
That doesn't sound like a 9. I hate these today. All right, Capricorns. Get ready for this. Disputes about money or your financial obligations, Kayla.
Just go with it. I know. I read it already. I'm like, of course.
Disputes about money or your financial obligations or perhaps how you're handling a financial situation might arise today. Ooh, your day's a 6.
Yay. Sagittarius.
I tried to say it like it was special.
Thank you.
A very special 6.
So Sagittarius, your day's a 10. I'll tell you why. Today is a classic day for arguments, but not for you. Nope. You will find a way to avoid all those petty squabbles and coast through.
Oh, yeah. And again, your
day's a 10.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sexy 6. Sexy 6.
Sexy 6 for Capricorns. Yeah.
Sure. Aquarius, it will be hard to avoid difficulties, arguments, or feelings of resentment. It's just one big worldwide scrap today. It will be hard to avoid difficulties, arguments, or feelings of resentment with a family member today, in part because increased chaos and activity on the home front. Those events are a little bit maddening. Your day is a 7.
So Pisces, you might want to start, you might start to feel angry about something, whether you're aware of this or not. Naturally, this will influence how you talk to your daily contacts. Stay chill, because your day is a nine.
Well, here's, I think, what we've learned from this is, number one, we laugh in the face of difficulty.
Yeah.
Often, and I'm literally ripping up this paper, mm-hmm. which is weird. It's the only paper we use now.
Yep.
It's literally the only paper we ever use. And I'm tearing it up.
Get rid of them.
It's fun. I haven't heard that noise in my headphones in a long time. Here's the deal. So a lot of those didn't sound so great. We're the ones that are going to have to lead the way today because we already know what's coming. So you be the 10.
Yeah.
Even if it said your day's a 6, well, that's just an average. So be the one that is the 10 today, and we're going to have to lead the others through it. Because some people are going to struggle today.
Yeah.
So be the one that lifts people up. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. And we will be back momentarily.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There's a million of these different ones, too, of people all over the Southwest. Oklahoma, Texas, everywhere where they're not used to getting cold weather. They're mm-hmm. getting lots of cold weather and super cold weather. And the power's been out for the last couple of days.
Yep.
So there's a ton of different stories. There's a small town in Oklahoma called Wagner. They don't have any homeless shelters at all. And people were worried about the cold weather. So the owners of a cannabis lounge are letting anybody stay there to get out of the cold. They're also handing out blankets, food, and other supplies. The rich guy in Houston who made the big Super Bowl bet, remember?
Yes.
Put down $1 billion or whatever it was on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers and cashed in.
Yeah.
He's opening up all of his furniture stores, much like he did during Harvey. Was that the one? Yeah. Harvey, mm-hmm. during Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
Much like he did then, he's doing it again. And he goes, we've got plenty of furniture for you to crash on.
That's
awesome. He goes, I guess we're going to have to offer a sale for slightly used. And he's great. He's great. Great spirits about it. Pretty cool. It is, today is Ash Wednesday. So for those of you who don't practice and don't celebrate, I guess is the word.
I guess so.
I am not Catholic, but I'm super, like, I love different religions.
Mm-hmm.
That's another weird thing that I love studying and learning about other people's
beliefs.
Religions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other people's beliefs. And, I'm one of those too that says, hey, if you're doing good and everybody should love each other, goodbye me. So some people are bummed today that because of the pandemic, they're telling priests, now the Vatican is telling priests, don't rub the ashes on people's forehead.
Okay.
To make the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
They're saying sprinkle them on their heads instead. And I know there were a number of people I saw on social media that were just bummed because things were being just completely canceled.
Oh, that's right.
Just for social distancing and all of that. With that in mind, there is a priest in Connecticut that if you have, and you know what? Ordinarily, I don't observe Lent. I don't give anything up. It's hard enough for me. It's difficult enough for me. This guy's got an idea that I think we can all get behind.
I thought with the pandemic and so many other things that have gone on in the world and in people's hearts, let's fast from negativity, which gives us the opportunity to really focus on who we are and what God wants us to be. I thought, hey, if we give up negativity in speech and attitude and thinking, that it's just going to make us better people and we're going to have a happier Easter.
Give up negativity. I can't do that. No, we try.
I thought you could. Maybe the rest of the world, but
that was the joke, though. Yeah. I can't do that because that's negative. See what happens. See, it's a good feeling stories of that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, if somebody makes a bad joke on a Twitter post, is that it? But their intentions are good.
And I am, that's tough.
And I am sticks and stones. It's just whatever. It's like, so what? This also, poor Dave. My mom got me, are you ready for this?
Okay. Yeah.
My mom got me a bidet for Christmas. And it changed my life.
No.
Now how do you feel about it? So for Valentine's Day, I decided to do something more creative than flowers and chocolate, and I got my girl a bidet. I even installed it for her, which I don't know how difficult that is. I think if the one that you get the one for the seat, I didn't know they make those.
Yeah, the attachment or whatever.
I guess. I even installed it for her. I legitimately thought she'd love it. She was pissed the second she realized that a bidet was seriously her Valentine's Day present. She said nothing about it is romantic and that it insinuates that I believe she is unclean.
I didn't even think about that. That's sucks. Hilarious.
Yeah, that sucks. And now this has gone to another whole other level, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I didn't even think about that, but it totally insinuates that. I already know my answer to this.
David, my girlfriend is meticulous. She always looks and smells great. You can't be a Valentine's Day jerk if you had good intentions, right? Yes, you can, and I'll tell you why. Okay. Kaylee, you go first.
Okay, you can't buy, this is a utility gift. This is the problem. I like utility gifts, but you cannot buy your significant other for the most romantic holiday of the year a utility gift unless your significant other is going, I want this bidet, I want this vacuum, I want this microwave. You can't buy stuff like that for them unless they're saying it. It is the most romantic day of the holiday, the year. So, no, you can't get her a bidet. Like, no.
You can.
But you have to give something else. Like, that has to just be, I did this for you, not for Valentine's Day.
Or even so, even if he just believes, it, for me, yes, you can. But here's where this has gone sideways. If in fact, I don't care if you bought a 3-carat diamond ring.
Yeah.
Think of the greatest gift that you can possibly give. If you present said gift and it's met with a less than positive reaction, you immediately remove said gift.
True.
Always save the receipt. You get that thing out of there as quickly as you possibly can. And you go, I'm so sorry. I really thought you would like this. I love my, in this case, his mom got him one for Christmas. So she's aware of it. I'm certain.
Yeah.
She may have even used it at his house.
Sure.
And may have enjoyed it for a variety of reasons. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She may have even said she liked it. She don't like the one you got. Get it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. And apologize. And go back and now find something of equal or greater value. And if you got the $80 one, pretend you got the $800 one, and you know what I'm saying?
Drop some money.
Now you got to scramble.
Yeah.
Now you got to figure it out.
Yeah, and it's not like Valentine's Day is like Christmas, let's say, and like the stores are closed. Like you can run out and you can get some.
With respect, and we love the fact that you reached out. Okay, love it. In this case, by digging your heels in. And then hitting us up for absolution might not have been.
No.
Yes. Are your intentions good? Of course they are. Is the bidet awesome? Sure it is.
Yep.
I guess you can have one when you move in together. You already have one. You bring that with you into the new house. She doesn't want it, bro. Like anything else that she may not want. Perhaps there was another moment during Valentine's and you thought, well, my intentions are good. And she said, I don't like it.
I don't like that. No.
I don't like that. You brought something new into the relationship. And she said, I'm not good with this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then at that point, things must change.
Yes.
So
that's a good point.
Let's answer that last question again. You can't be a Valentine's Day jerk if you had good intentions, right? Wrong.
Wrong.
Now, it's not a 5-minute major, but you're going to the box for two.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be fine, and you'll get out, and you one day may even score the game-winning goal. But right now, you got some splaining to do.
It's the Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, and again, there's something to be said for the effort. Something to be said for effort on Valentine's Day.
You know me, I'm a big intentions person.
That's right. That's
and all
right.
that, and I will look at the good and stuff like that, but this is bad.
Which, the bidet?
The bidet is bad.
Well, it's only bad because she didn't like it.
Yeah, she didn't ask for a bidet. Like,
well, even if she didn't ask, the bad is when she expressed her displeasure that he didn't say, right away, dear, and get that out of there.
Yeah.
Like, literally, hey, this thing's gone. This thing's gone before you, you know, shut your eyes and count to 50. And
all
this thing's
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Literally, go change your clothes. We'll go to dinner. And, you know, by the time she's done, that thing's sitting in the trunk of your car.
It's
heading back to Home Depot.
I couldn't think of a, like, less romantic gift, too. I don't know why.
No, but he likes his.
Yeah.
Loves it. He says changed his life. If you missed it a minute ago, this guy Dave got a bidet for Christmas, and then he loves his, and there has to be some, if he's got one and he loves it, and he got it for Christmas, so there has to be some knowledge on her part. I'm gonna make some assumptions here.
Okay.
His mom got him one for Christmas. If they live in the same house, mom's not getting him a bidet, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think
Most likely. Most likely. He probably lives on his own, yeah?
Yeah, I would think.
Kayla's curling her hair and her fingers. That means she's really thinking about this one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're locked in.
There's one key thing that he said that now I'm completely against everything that he's done.
Go ahead.
He said, I got one for Christmas and I loved it. Not, I got one for Christmas and it changed my life. And my girlfriend tried it and she said the same thing. He didn't say anything about that. He said, it changed my life. Okay. So I thought.
However, is it too much of a stretch? Are we going back over the, didn't we just do this bit?
I know. But I'm trying.
One
like
more
I said,
time.
I'm trying
right,
to find the redeeming.
Time. Yeah, we're going to go the final time. Okay, is it too much of a stretch to believe that if, in fact, he lives on his own, that she has spent over the last 2 months, has spent some time at his house and has possibly also enjoyed the bidet and expressed positive thoughts just because he didn't put it in the thing?
Oh, I think if you're trying to justify it to somebody, you come up with every justification possible. So I feel like she did not say anything about it, or else he would have mentioned that.
No, you can't assume that.
It just seems like a very selfish gift, too.
She came out of the bathroom and said, yeah, I don't know. But again, my contention is he's fine. Up until the point that she realizes that, or he realizes that she's not happy,
mm-hmm.
then he's got to go. Then you got to move.
Yep.
And now had he explained that in the email? Yes, I got rid of it immediately. She's still mad. Well, then maybe I got a little. Then maybe I can jump back over to his side.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla gets awakened at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Of course, like all good men, her boyfriend is sound asleep next to her. Doesn't hear a thing.
Wake up.
It's our house, too. Actually, I used to base it off of if Jake even picked his head up.
Might
Bailey,
be something.
Bailey will bark at anything. He's a little yappy little dog. If Jake didn't have to alert, because he wasn't about to do that. That wasn't. But if Jake would even lift his head up, our 100-pound golden retriever, if he was awake, then I'd be like, all right, there might be something. Now, what he may have been checking out was the Yorkie. So, fine.
Yeah.
So, Kayla, in who among us in a relationship have not had this happen at least a few times?
Go see what it is.
Get up. Go.
I'm scared of you. They'll be scared of you too. I'm like, do you not understand? I'm probably not the right choice for this. Honestly, just give them the way you look at me. It'll be fine. It'll be great.
So funny.
They'll figure it out. They'll apologize. You've seen it happen. You give them the look, they'll apologize and they'll leave. And they'll do a chore on the way out. So Kayla's boyfriend takes the big, well, here, you pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so he takes the big dog downstairs. Go check out what's happening. Because the sound is still going off.
What are the chances that the big dog's going to be in attack mode?
No, never. Are you going to pet me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What are the chances that if the assailant has some sort of food item in their hand, that this game, it's a wrap? That all of a sudden your dog is switching sides.
Exactly.
Which one, Penny or Hercules?
Hercules.
Oh.
Mm. Hercules does look very intimidating. Big old German Shepherd, but she is just a softy. And just like, oh, you want to feed me? Awesome. Let's do this.
So in any event, on paper, it looks good.
It looks really great.
This looks solid. Sure.
Big, tall boyfriend, big dog. Here you go. Going downstairs. Yeah.
To go take on the bad guy in the middle of the night.
Hear the noise coming from the back corner. Okay. Let's go around the corner. Take a look. It's coming from the laundry room. What could be in the laundry room? Open up the door. Our robot vacuum got stuck in the vacuum in the closet there. So, that was it banging around for like 20 minutes, I guess, because my boyfriend opened up the app and saw that it had been stuck there and it was trying to get out for like 20 minutes.
Aren't those things supposed to sleep when you sleep?
That's what I thought, too. It's never been awake in the middle of the night. That's the reason it freaked me out. But it's hilarious.
The only reason I do this story is A, I don't know. Right about the time I think I want one of those things, then I hear this story and I go, I don't want one of those things.
No.
I don't want. You know what? I'll be happy to do it. And then I just wonder how many people. That's gotta happen more often than not.
Right.
You wake up in the middle of the night, or how many times have people? You know, I'm sure it's happened once or twice somewhere in this great nation of ours, and somebody's gone, ah, don't worry about it. It's just the Roomba. And then they wake up and they're in their house.
And their home's been burglarized.
They've been cleaned
out.
They've been cleaned out. And they probably made the right move by staying in their bedroom.
Yeah.
They probably made the right move. All's well that ends well.
It was fine. I just couldn't go back to sleep until about 3:30.
Why couldn't you
alarm.
Go back to sleep?
Because I don't know. I was awake at that point. I thought we were getting burglarized.
But you know you weren't.
I know. I know.
But in Kayla world,
I was getting burglarized
vacuum. In Kayla world, now you're going through all of the things that may have happened had you actually been getting burglarized.
Bingo. Yep.
And the measures you must take to make sure that that never happens again.
Exactly.
In your mind. Even though your house is perfectly safe. So there's a hotel manager that shared her story online about a woman who wanted to know what room that her husband was in because she knew.
Ooh.
Yeah, she knew she was sure of it that he was cheating on her.
Okay.
Now, obviously, you can't just give that information. So
she walks into the hotel and she quickly explains to me that her husband has been cheating on her. She knows that he is currently at my hotel with the woman and she wanted to know what room number he was in. Unfortunately, I could not tell her because of privacy reasons.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
You don't tell. I don't.
Just send her on her way?
Yeah.
And rightly so. She could have been lying to me. She could have been the other woman, you know? I don't know. So I checked her into the room right next to the room that her husband was in. The walls were kind of thin.
Yeah. And it turned out the way, and it's a sad ending.
Yeah, I'm sure she got fired for this, right?
No, why?
Oh my God, really? I feel like that's I can't tell you that room number, but what I can do is check you into a room. Like, that's still giving it away. I don't know. I just feel like that's a breach.
So you're on the side of don't do that?
For the hotel person, yeah, the employee there, yeah, absolutely.
The manager,
yeah.
But you're on the side of we must follow some sort of unwritten rule.
Yeah.
As opposed to helping out somebody that really needed help.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be rough on you, but that's the way I see it. I see it that she, no, I can't give you the number. I can't give you the room number. But I know what room he's in. I saw who he came in with. It wasn't you.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's like a breach at that point. Like, you have to protect your guests at the end of the day because you don't have an emotional tie to them. You just have a, you know, a business tie with them. So.
She didn't tell her the room.
I know. I know she didn't. But she basically did.
You know what? We got time. 702-364-9898. Which with all of the hospitality people in this town.
Mm-hmm. Someone's had to have seen this.
And I'm trying to, what I would love to do is say, yeah, well, what have you, yeah. Have you done something like this?
Oh, okay.
What do you care? You ain't working right now anyway. What are they going to do? Fire you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. If there's some room for that, here's what we can do for sure. We could turn this into a P1's court real easy. Is the manager and the writer in the wrong? Technically, sure. I get what Kayla's saying. You don't do that.
Yeah.
Or do you? You know, sometimes you got to bend it just a little to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. I just like rules, and I feel like there was a rule broken here.
Yeah,
but
I get it.
I'm open to it.
I'll defend you on that. I don't agree with you.
No, I get you.
I'll defend your right to be wrong. I'm joking. Am I joking?
Am
I joking? 702-364-9898. Yeah, was the manager, sure, I can go with was the manager wrong, but was the manager wrong in doing that? We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I think I'm coming out on the short end of this one just by looking at the screen. But there was a hotel manager shared this story.
Woman walks into the hotel and she quickly explains to me that her husband has been cheating on her. She knows that he is currently at my hotel with the woman and she wanted to know what room number he was in. Unfortunately, I could not tell her because of privacy reasons.
And rightly so. She could have been lying to me. She could have been the other woman, you know? I don't know. So I checked her into the room right next to the room that her husband was in.
So...
the walls were kind of thin.
So she admits that it's probably maybe not the best decision she ever made.
Yeah.
But she's trying to help out a sister.
Yeah.
Alejandra?
Is this
okay or not okay?
Yeah. No, I think it's not okay. At the end of the day, she doesn't know who the lady is. She could have been a stalker. She could have hurt him or the lady. You never know. She could have had a weapon with her.
Yeah.
That's true. That gets ugly in that case. I didn't even think about that. Kim, thoughts? Okay or not okay?
I have a foot on both sides of the fence. Yes, okay, because helping out in the aspect, but no, because my job is my livelihood and I have kids that I have to provide for.
Yeah, but who, like, where does this... Oh, you mean if she goes sideways or the whole if the whole thing goes sideways and then the cops come and she goes, well, the manager booked me in the room right next door.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you know, everything that I've worked for is out the window just because I was being petty because, you know, I've been in a similar situation and I'm just like, catch him, please catch him because he deserves it.
Just don't do it in my establishment.
But like the previous person said, it could be, you know, the opposite. She could be the other person. We don't know.
Yeah.
My emotions are raw right now. I'm acting on impulse. That's
impulse says, you know what? Walk her up to the door, knock on it with her, and be like,
oh, God. No, you don't want to. No, you don't want to get involved in that.
Oh, that just feels so uncomfortable.
Not like, all the way to the door, but like to the floor and be like, it's down that way.
No, no, no. Elizabeth, this has happened to you.
It did, as an employee at the airport.
Okay.
Okay, so a guy comes up, shows me his credit card statement, and says, why did you guys charge me for a flight? And I said, oh, well, let me look into that. So I looked into it, and I was like, oh, well, do you know so-and-so, Mark? You know, it was a male. He says, no. I was like, oh, well, he's flying out tomorrow at 8 a.m., you know, and yep, it was on your credit card. And then he asked me another name, or I asked him, oh, do you know this name? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's my wife.
Ooh.
So I guess his wife bought a man a flight, but I had already told him, you know, where he's going and the time he's flying out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, but there's security at the airport, you know, at the airport, but I felt really horrible. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but you shouldn't, because he had the credit card. You know, I'm like, I don't.
What's the difference here?
It's different.
What's the difference here?
It's different.
So the hotel is not okay, but the airport is okay?
Because she made her intentions up front, which was, I'm here to confront somebody because I feel like I've been wronged, which is a heated situation. Whereas this guy was coming in saying, hey, I think you might have misbooked me or something like that because I have a charge on my credit card.
And then Elizabeth just started blabbing.
No offense, Elizabeth. Sorry. It's the facts of the case here. Sure. Sorry.
Yeah, Elizabeth just started blurbing out information.
I agree. Yeah, I'm just fine.
So the hotel
fine? It was his credit card, though.
It is his credit card. Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Who does that? She deserves to get caught. She wanted to get caught.
Yeah.
Right.
What a dummy.
What are you doing?
Really, what an idiot.
Your shared credit card?
And honestly, Elizabeth, haven't. Here's what we've learned today. Number one, those golden knights, those gold helmets need to go. We've learned that. And number two, we've learned you don't want me working front desk or managing your hotel. That's what we've learned today. Have we not?
We have, yes.
I think we have.
I don't think I would have given that lady any information, though.
Anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again.
Hang on a second. Stop everything. Please. The way you just blabbed all that flight information to the other guy, you're not going to get. I'm never telling you a secret. I'm sure. I have no doubt that you're a wonderful, amazing woman. But I'm never telling. I'm never telling you a secret.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.